Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4538.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
The person with the significant influence would be the guy who got me into business, who explained and showed me a business that I had started, just because he's never talked to me like any other man has talked to me before and actually motivated me and made me feel, you know, like I was more than just nothing.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a leader of a lot of people, to be able to help a lot of people.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as changing every day right now for the better, but I guess compassionate and loving for the most part.
What makes you smile?
Seeing people's lives change for the better.
What types of things make you happy?
Same thing, just seeing people's lives change for the better.
What types of things make you sad?
Seeing their lives change for the worse.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I come from a, you know, very loving world, but I feel very misguided as far as, you know, corruption with, you know, money and greed and all that.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
I believe a real go-getter, don't-stop personality is one that I have. And I believe I developed it from my mom. Just, you know, don't take no for an answer.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Loyalty and responsibility. Because I believe that's really how you build your relationships and how people get to know who you really are.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I like my loyalty and responsibility, and I least like is my doubt sometimes on certain things.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
To love everybody for who they are and what they are, and just to never fight about money.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Definitely quality time, you know, just being together. Not necessarily quantity, but, you know, even if it's for an hour on the boat fishing or something along those lines.
Tell me about the most cherished present you have ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I would have to say, actually, my handgun I got for Christmas, because me and my dad always go out shooting now in the woods and whatnot, so that's a lot of fun.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Definitely hunting and fishing, biking, hiking, pretty much anything outdoors, swimming, just anything along those lines.
Do you have a favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
I do. Currently, my favorite book is called The Slight Edge. I enjoy wealth mentality books.
What was the last movie you saw?
I think Grumpy Old Men.
What did you like about it?
It was just good humor in there, I believe.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I love to watch football and wrestling.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I love to hunt, fish, lift, and train.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I believe I'm a creative person. I'm always looking for new ways to help build my business and to make or create more income.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, the guy off of Twilight, Emmett.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and explain its impact on you.
A big risk I took was starting this business, just kind of putting a lot I have into it, and not getting anything out at first, but then it paying off in the end.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
It would definitely have to be a deceased Andrew Carnegie, and just kind of ask him his mindset on how he started the steel industry.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain how it's impacted you.
First experience, you know, I guess into high school, you know, pretty nerve-wracking. First experience into college, pretty nerve-wracking. And first experience into the real working world, I'd say.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Definitely starting my business.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you? And if so, in what way?
The biggest piece of literature that I could think would be the Bible, because just started learning about it, and it seriously challenged what I believed and thought I knew.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? And if so, describe this moment and your perceptions about it.
Yes, I had one. I was just kind of thinking. I was doing some Bible study, and I realized there's two important days in your life: the day you're born, and then the day you find out why. And I found out why because I believe that I'm here to help a lot of people fix their lives and financially, spiritually, and relationship-wise.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would probably like to be just hanging out with my family, I think.
Where would you like to be the most?
Probably Hawaii.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My brother.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to set myself financially free so that my future wife doesn't have to work and my kids do not have to worry about money or anything like that.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I believe right now is my most difficult time in life. I'm overcoming them by just staying steady, working hard, and just trying to live as honest as life as I can.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I'd say to date, I was getting over some surgery I had and being able to continue training, lifting, and enjoying all the activities that I'm doing currently.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Candyland, I believe is what it was.
Who is your favorite actor?
You know, I don't really watch movies, so I'm not really sure.
What is your favorite dinner?
I'd have to say chicken Alfredo.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I'd say start this business would be it.
What is the first thing that you do in the morning?
The first thing I do in the morning usually is read a little bit of the Bible and, just say a little prayer.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I really wish I could have joined the military, but I can't because of surgery.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would be an entrepreneur.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you think you'd be doing with work and family and travel?
I believe I would have built my business up to where it would be self-sustaining, I would be financially set, and me and my family would be going, across the world, seeing everything.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening to me would be, going out rock climbing, maybe biking, fishing, hunting, something along those lines.
What qualities do you look for in a significant other?
Honesty, loyalty, and hardworking, and sincerity.
What is the nicest thing you could do for a significant other?
I believe just give them your heart and be loyal and honest to them.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Because I needed extra cash.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Just don't give up in life. You know, it's right around the corner of succeeding.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4538.